Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. First up in the project and export finance space on our essentials news front, the IFC is reviewing a financing to Guodong Network Communication Group, China's largest privately owned independent tower company, to roll out a $155 million project to expand the firm's tower network. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, the industrial city of Ghazipur near Dhaka will select a waste, water and sludge treatment centre with private sector participation two of its zones in a first of its kind initiative. And Orsted has been handling a bill by the Danish tax authority for 5.1 billion Danish krona plus 1.5 billion Danish krona of interest for the full future value of the two wind farms. Over in the commodity finance space, Chevron has appointed Al Williams as Vice President of Corporate Affairs. As European leaders retreat from commodity trade finance, Deutsche Bank is looking to grow its business in the sector, according to Daniel Schmand, the bank's global head of trade, finance and lending. Trafigura has invested in Swiss-based H2 Energy Holding to support the development of the production, storage and distribution of green hydrogen for selling stations and industrial customers. And London CIV, the manager of a 32-member pool of UK local government pension schemes, has appointed Venetia Shire to the new role of head of private markets. And last but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, Singapore's Passion Venture Capital has launched a trade credit insurance-backed lending fund for small and medium-sized enterprises in the Philippines. And the IFC has appointed Jean-Marc Arbogast as the new country manager for the Philippines. While SWIFT has announced the activation of the world's first live global payment initiative instant connection. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.